him and his goodness to us, and I struggled just a little bit about this morning, but what's going on, but I still believe what God wants, so I endeavor to preach what I feel like God had me to preach, and I pray God will use it today to do what he wants to do with it, and he knows best, and I want to be obedient servant is all I want to be, and sometimes you wonder exactly how to approach that service that God's got you in. And this service, we'll never be in it again just like this. We're assembled together like this today. And there'll be somebody missing or somebody added or something will be different. But this group today is where we are. And so God knew all about that a long time ago. And so you pray God to help us as we preach. And God speak to our hearts to do what he wants to do. Turn your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. I'd like to give you time to turn there. And we're going to read the first two verses of that chapter. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse 1. Let's stand, please, while we read the word of God just in respect to this precious word. We then as workers together with him. Let me pause there and say, isn't that a wonderful thought that we are workers together with him? We are part of the family of God. We laugh together, we weep together, we share together, but we are laborers together with God. And what a thought that is. Beseech you that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. There's that grace that she sang about, grace. We're familiar with grace and that we not receive it in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted. In the day of salvation have I succored thee. And behold, now is the accepted time. And behold, now is the day of salvation. Today. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the privilege that we have to be in the house of God. And thank you, Lord, we could come here and hear the singing of the songs and prayers and fellowship. And Lord, your presence, and we praise your name and give you glory for who you are. And thank you, God, for being present. And thank you, God, for knowing that you're well able to take care of any situation. And we need your help. And God, we ask in Jesus' name for the help for the family of Sister Walker. I pray for all those connected in that family. I ask you, God, to help those here today and then some that's not here, that you'd help them. I pray you bless them and encourage their hearts and give them that grace they need for the hour. I pray for those that are sick. I ask you to help Brother David. You know what the need is there. Then others, Lord, that we heard about in bereavement and a lady at the nursing home. I pray for that family. I pray, God, for families that we may not even know anything about that's going through something today, and they need help. So I stand here and simply ask God for your help. I pray for the grace of God to abound, the power of God to work, and I pray that you rebuke the devil, the powers of evil. Help us forget about everything else and just get our minds and hearts centered in on what you have for us here this morning. Lord, in this house, you know who's here. You know exactly what they need. And Lord, today is the day, you said. And I pray the Holy Spirit of God, I pray that Spirit, Lord, would work in the hearts to bring conviction. I pray you'd waken minds to hear and hearts to receive. And I pray the grace would work and mercy and salvation be real and people get right with God. And I pray us that are saved would be drawn closer and that we'd be more concerned about those that's unsaved. I pray in Jesus' name and for his glory, amen and amen. You may be seated. I guess if I title it today, I just say, behold, now is. Behold, now is. I want you to turn with me, please, in the book of St. John, chapter 5, and we'll look at verse number 24 and a few verses following. John chapter 5, verse 24, and we'll start reading at that verse. Verily, verily, pay attention now, he's saying. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. And notice that, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Verse 28, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Now there he's saying the hour is coming when the dead physically that's saved will hear his voice and they'll resurrect. But he said the hour is coming in verse number 28 and 25 rather. The hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear his voice. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 and 1, we were dead in trespasses and sins, dead. And not just sick, but dead. We need to hear the voice of God. That's what he said. Now look with me in Romans chapter 13, verse number 11. Romans 13, verse number 11. I'm just getting the introduction here, then we'll get right on into the message. And that knowing the time that now it is, there's that is again, it is. I'm talking about, behold, now is. And now is the time. And he said, now it's high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Now here he's talking to us that are saved. He's saying now is the time that we wake up, that we pay attention and realize how it's near. It is the end and we'll be over with. The night is far spent and day is at hand. Is there's that word again, at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, drunkenness, not in chamber and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. He's saying now it's time that we wake up, time we pay attention, time we realize how near we are to the coming of the Lord Jesus, how much we need to realize the need of our hour, our day, in which we now live. And I say amen, that we need that in our lives. We need revival in our churches. We need revival across America. We need God to do, we need some help. And we need God to do something for us in these days. And now is the accepted time. Our text in verse number 2, for he saith, I've heard thee in a time accepted in the day of salvation, have I succored thee. In other words, I've drawn you. I've called for you. Behold, now is the accepted time. But hold, now is the day of salvation. I believe with all my heart that now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. It's not tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. Yesterday's gone. All we have is right now. Present tense is all we have. And we're living right now. We're in the house of God right now. We've come here today. And I believe that God knew exactly who'd be here and what the need would be in this hour in which we sit. Right now, these hearts bereaved, these folk that are concerned about situations and problems and difficulties, but God knows the need of the hour is right now that people get saved and born in the family of God, and that people that are saved let God have his way, and that we let God use us, that we may help others, and that we may see others be saved and born in the family of God. We want to help others in their bereavement. We want to help others in their sorrow. We want to help others in time of distress and times that come and all of that. We need help in. Surely we need help. And folk do need help. But I thank God today, the day is the day. And now is the time. And whatever your need is, God has the answer right now. He's big enough right now to help you and give you grace for the hour in which you live. I remember Paul cried out, and God said to him after he had asked God to remove that thorn, he said, I won't remove it, but my grace is sufficient for you. And whatever we go through, God allows us to go through, and God's grace is sufficient for that hour, whatever it is. It doesn't make any difference what it is, how dark it looks, how bad it looks to you. That grace of God is sufficient for the hour. But now, I just want to give you three things real quickly concerning behold now is. And I'm dealing mainly with unsaved today, but you can apply that your life as saved. We too need to wake up. We too need to be awake, and we too need to be moved. And we need to let God help us now. And let God do what he wants to do. It's not over yet. Jesus has not come yet. He has not quit saving people. He has not quit convicting people. And it's still in the day of the church, and we're here as a church to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and trust God to speak to hearts. And now's the day. Now's the time. And God is here for such a time as this. And so may God help us. Number one, I want you to notice it's the will of God to save. It's the will of God to save. It's the will of God to save. People get on fire for God. That's the will of God. I don't have to pray about that and say, God, is it your will? It is his will. He said it was his will. I read it to you in our text, verse number 2. He said, I've succored thee. I called you and said, now is the time of salvation. Now is the accepted time. He didn't say it may be. He said it is. And so you're here today and you're not right with God. Now is the time for you to hear God speak into your heart and your life. And as you think about now it being the time, I'm glad that God's already paid the price. He's already done what had to be done for us. And Calvary is history. But I'm glad, thank God, that Calvary's still fresh and real. And the blood still has the power. And he's not hanging on a cross. That's over with. But thank God he rose from the dead, ascended back to the Father, is now our intercessor, pleading for sinners to get saved and get born in the family of God. And Brother Blake last night mentioned about Jesus Christ being our intercessor. I'm glad that he's the one that intercedes for us at the right hand of the Father. Thank God. God the Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what God said. So God the Father cares and God the Son cares. Son of man's come to seek and to save that which is lost. He cares. He went to Calvary and said, not my will, thy will be done. He went to Calvary and died. I know Jesus cares. He died for us. Amen. He cared enough to die for me and you as sinners. I say praise. And by the way, he died for us and loved us while we were yet sinners. And while we're ungodly and filthy, he still loved us, amen, and died for us and paid the price. Thank God that he did. Holy Spirit came, and he convicted us and drew us. He showed us Jesus. By the way, the Holy Spirit's work is show us Jesus. He came to reveal Jesus to us. He came, and he's our comforter. He's our help. He's the one, the paraclete that runs along. He's there to help us, but I want you to know he came to convict us, and when he convicted us, he showed us who we are and where we are and where we're going. He also showed us who Jesus is and what he did for us and where he's going to take us to, and I say praise God for the work of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. In Revelation 22:17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him come. And take the water of life freely. I say it's wide open today. For whosoever will, let him come. And we sit in the house of God and say, I'm not right with God. I need something from God. Well, God says, come. He's ready. Amen. It's not. It's now. Now's accepted time. It's a good time. When should I get saved? Right now. Right now's the time to get saved and born in the family of God. You say, preacher, my life grow cold and indifferent. And I'm away from God and I don't have the joy I used to have. When can I get right? Right now is a good time to get right with God. Preacher, I need some help about when's the time. Right now you can get help. It's now. God's a help right now. I'm glad he's a God of now. Amen. He's a God of right now. And he's helping us right now. He's here now. He wants to save now. He wants to do what he wants to do now. And we need now to let God help. Fact is, all we have is right now. And we may be gone to glory in a few minutes. And a few minutes ago is already gone. So right now is all we got. And so I'm just saying to you, now's the time. And by the way, Revelation 22:17, when he said the Spirit and the bride, the Father cares, the Son cares, the Holy Spirit cares, the Trinity cares. God cares, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I'm glad he's compassionate. It's the will of God to save sinners. It's the will of God to revive his church. It's the will of God to stir his people. It's the will of, amen. It's the will of God that we have concern in our hearts. We have revival in our hearts. It's God's will. I know that. And I want you to get that today. It's the will of God. You walk out today unsaved. You walk out today not the joy. You walk out today without God. It's God's not satisfied. God's not pleased with that. It's the will of God right now. That's what God said. Now's accepted time. Now he is. But in Revelation 22:17, I started to mention that verse again to you when it said the Spirit and the bride say come. It wasn't just the Spirit's the bride. That's the church. And all of us here today, it's right with God, has a desire to see people get saved. And if you don't have a desire to come to get see people get saved, then I pray that God will stir your heart that you'll have that desire. In the class out, Peach class, out in the other building, whatever her name, Walker. I couldn't even think of her first name right now. But anyway, Tammy. Sister Tammy came by my office and she said, had one saved this morning. And brother came up to me, I stand right there and said, had one saved this morning. And I say, hallelujah. I'm glad God saved sinners, amen. And people care about other people. We all come to church expecting people to get saved, believing God's going to speak to somebody's heart and draw them to Jesus Christ and see them get saved, amen. I want to see people come to Christ. I want to see people saved, and you're here today. You say, well, I made a profession years ago. If it didn't change you, and if ain't nothing happened to you, and you're the same old crowd you always wanted to run with, and you don't love the church, don't love God, don't love the Bible, I say forget the profession and get to Jesus and get saved and get born in the family of God. Just make a profession won't do you any good. The devils know that God, there's a God. They confess that. They said they knew who Jesus was. They confessed he was the Son of God. They knew that. They knew his God. And they feared him. They feared. But today, I want you to know just because you believe he's a God and just because you believe Jesus is the Son of God, I don't make you saved. How about you yield your life to him and trust him in repentance and faith. And God will save you. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And believe in your heart God raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. A lot of people have it up here, but they don't have it down here. They've got enough profession to keep them kind of going, you know, so they think day by day, week by week, I guess I'll make it. But I'm glad, praise God, there's a reality of being born in the family of God. And God changes you and makes you a new creature in Christ Jesus and takes away the old and puts a new in. I praise God for it. Amen. Let me say number two. You're already condemned. It's not a matter of waiting to see if you're going to be condemned. Some people have the idea that we'll wait till we get to judgment and find out if we're going to be condemned or not. That we'll be weighed on balances. You remember Belshazzar? He was weighed and found wanting. I want you to know you're already wanting. You don't have to wait to be weighed. You're already in trouble. Amen. Bible said in John 3:18, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he believeth not the Son shall not. Well, that's not the right verse. He that believeth on the Son is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's John 3:18. John 3:36 says, he that hath the Son hath everlasting life, and he that hath not the Son shall not see life. Now listen to this. But the wrath of God abideth on him. He didn't say going to abide someday. It abides on you now. Bible said God's angry every day with the wicked. He loves you. He cares about you. He wants to save you. But he also is upset a fact that you don't come to him and trust him and let him save you. Amen. And the word of God makes it plain that God loves you and cares. But word of God makes it plain soon the day's the day. God wants to save you now. And it makes it plain you're condemned already. You remember that story over there in 2 Kings chapter 7? And four lepers standing, well, outside the city walls, and Samaria was under siege, and enemy had come in, and they starving to death in the city. And those lepers had been used to getting scraps dropped over the wall. And there they were, and the famine was hard in the city. The fact is, they're eating dove's dung and donkey heads. And they were in a mess inside the city. They was in a terrible mess and starving to death. And those four lepers outside the city wall, they was there and they thought, and they got to talking about it and said, if we stay here, we die. If we go in the city, we're going to die. If we fall to the enemy, maybe, maybe they'll have mercy on us and let us live. Now, that's putting it in my words, but that was what they were saying. And so they stood there and they thought about it and decided, we'll just go to the enemy. We'll just go to them and see what happens. We're going to die anyhow. And so if we die, we but die. And so they headed down. And the story is, when they got there, God had already sent his army down and scared the enemy off, and they left food and everything around, and then they had to go back and tell the city. But here's what I'm getting at. You're there and condemned already, and you may go get some religion somewhere. Brother Terry and I was talking this morning about how to get a crowd. We could have contemporary music, and we could have a bunch up here on the stage, have some kind of a dance troupe and a praise worship group, and we could have some of that junk. I call it junk. God's not in it, amen. Worship God, praising God's all right. Hey, man, I like it the way it got around here last Sunday morning, just praising God and having a good time in Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's in order. But I thought the whole church was supposed to be the praise group. I thought everybody's supposed to praise God that knows God. And that's just contemporary music. Call it music if you want to. Some of it's junk. Amen. Some they call music, but I know you can get a crowd and you can look around and find out that have no standards, have nothing, and just let it go, and people come as they are and go away like they were, and you'll be all, you can get the crowd. I tell you what I'm interested in. I want to see the house filled. I'd be lying to you if I stood up here and say I didn't want to see the house filled. I do want to see the house filled. Does it bother you, preacher, that some have gone? It does bother me. It does bother me, but I don't intend to change what I preach. I don't intend to change where I am. I don't intend to change where I stand. I don't intend to change Bibles. I don't intend to change anything I've been preaching. I was going to keep on preaching. You say, preacher, we've heard all you got to say. You probably have, and I may hear some more of it again, but I'm going to keep on as long as God will let me keep on keeping on. Amen. I'll be like Jesus said to his disciples one day, will you two go away? You're going to go away? You're going to leave us? Whatever. I believe I'll just stay. And see what God does. Amen. You hang around long enough and God will visit his people. You hang around long enough and God will breeze through. God will come through. And God will make himself real, and God will do that again. Amen. And today, God's speaking to our hearts. God's dealing with some lives, and God's reaching out to some folk. And what we need to do is just let God have his way in our hearts. Let God do what he wants to do in our life. Get ourselves where we need to be. And then let God convict and draw them as they may come and get saved. Now is the accepted time. And now is the day of salvation. Amen. And those lepers, they didn't know what they was going to get when they went out there to the enemy. But I can tell you right now what you'll get if you'll come to Jesus. I can already tell you, you don't have to worry about it. Hey, they didn't know. But when you come to Jesus, you'll get grace. You'll get mercy. He'll keep you out of hell. And he'll take you to heaven. I say hallelujah. He'll forgive your sins. He'll cast them as far as the east is from the west. He'll clean you up. He'll give you a new help on the inside. He'll birth you in the family of God. He'll make you a new creature in Christ. He'll make something out of you, and you can go away today saying, hallelujah, I'm glad I'm one of his own. I'm glad I found out today's the day that God changed my life and made me a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. You can come for that. God saves drunks, harlots. God saves church members. God saves whoever you are. God just saves sinners. Amen. If you're a sinner, you're a candidate to get saved. Then if you're saved today, your heart's cold and indifferent away from God, it's a good day to come and just cry out to God. Lord, help me. I need help. And God will help you. God will help you today if you'll let God do it. He'll do it. Well, I can't help but give you the third thing. The opportunities is running out. Opportunity to run now. This morning I got the phone call from Brother Richard. They were expecting Sister Walker to die. I say die. Now let me back up. If you're saved, you'll never die. That's what the Bible says. He that liveth and believeth me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth me shall never die. To die is to be separated from God. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, crying, my God, why has thou forsaken me? He was forsaken, he died at Calvary. But for the saved person, there is no such thing as dying. Physically, we may quit breathing, heart may stop beating, and medical signs may say we're dead, but we won't be dead. It is to be absent from the body, is to be present with the Lord. And so, hallelujah, for a child of God, when that time comes for us to leave out of here, it's not death. It's just good night here, good morning over there, and praise God for it. Amen? That's good, but you that are unsaved, that's not the case. And unsaved, they die because they're separated from God, cast into hell, and opportunity's over with. And every one of us sitting in this house today, and get this real quickly. If you'll pick up the obituary today, and I haven't read it today, but if you do, I have my wife read it every morning. She reads, this morning she didn't before I left the house, but anyway, she reads it. Most mornings I find out if I'm in there or not. If I'm not in there, I drink some more coffee, amen. Get on with my life, but here's the thing about it. You'll find there'll be sometimes teenagers, sometimes children, sometimes 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50, 60, 70, 80, or 90. Now, sometimes once in a while, one over 100. But you notice in there, there'll be very few that over 70 or 80, there'll be very few of those. But there'll be several in that group in there, kind of the in-between crowd. There'll be a few of the real young, but there'll be a crowd. And you know why? Because life is uncertain. And David said in 1 Samuel 20:3, there is but a step between me and death. He said Saul was trying to kill him, and he knew there's just one step between him and death. Did you know that's true of everyone in this house today? Before you leave the building, you may be carried out instead of walking out. And when you get out there on the road, before you get home, or where are you going to eat, or whatever you're going to do, before you get to your destination, you may be gone from this life into eternity. Ain't not a person here that knows that you'll be back tonight. I don't know that. All I know is that it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. And so we're going to die. But let me say this, we don't know when Jesus is coming either. Such an hour as you think, be ye also ready for such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Just any minute, just any day now, there's going to be a trump sound, a shout going to be made, come up hither. And all the dead in Christ are going to rise, hallelujah, and leave out. And I say glory to God. Jesus is coming back to get us. It'd be a glorious day if he come today. If he come, I like to be preaching when he comes. And I guess better than that, I'd like to be beside somebody getting saved when he comes. Hallelujah. And them go with me. Amen. I praise God. And we'll try to help this dear family and that loving that went on. And they'll have to put the body away. And we'll try to help them. But I want you to know, thank God, that's not the end of the story. Hallelujah. Amen. We took Ashley to the same cemetery, but I want you to know she's not there. She's in glory, and I'm heading there. Amen. It's not over yet. It's not over. He says it's over. Amen. Praise God. Amen. These other preachers, they give me good ideas anyhow. They help me. Amen. It's not over. He says it's over, so. And God's big enough to save you, so I guess we'll just give an invitation and let you come and get saved. Amen. Why don't you just come and get saved? Why don't you come and give your heart to Jesus and let God save you? Let God really save you and birth you in the family of God. Then there's a few folks sitting here today that you know you've been saved, really been saved. I'm talking about really saved. But your life is just not what it ought to be. You ought to come and let God help you. Then some today, you realize you're just grown cold. and just not really concerned about it. There's a few folk sitting in the house of God that thinking more about getting out than they are getting in. And we need to get in. We're here to worship God, here to hear from heaven, and God do for us what he wants to do. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody's looking, myself and God. Father, I pray you'd help folk today over this house. People that need to get saved, people that need to come and rededicate their life, let you have them to use them for your glory. These folk here today that need some help. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit, take the word of God and speak to their hearts and help them. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I want you to think seriously. Where are you spiritually? You need to come, and you know you need to come. God's speaking to your heart down inside. There's a tug, and you know. We're going to stand to our feet, please. Everybody over the house, stand to your feet. You say, preacher, I just don't want to come. Jesus went to Calvary for you. He died for you. Why don't you come? Let God help you today. Why don't you come right now? God speaking to your heart. God dealing for your life. Come on. God bless your heart. Come on. Get Jennifer. Jennifer, Summer there. Summer. And she may tell you she's saved, but make sure. You come. Let God, you say, preacher, I'm afraid I can't.